everybody. My name is Shauna, and this is the American English Podcast. My goal here is to teach you the English spoken in the United States through common expressions, pronunciation tips, and interesting cultural snippets or stories. I hope to keep this fun, useful, and interesting. Let's do it. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode number 95 of the American English Podcast, and today you'll hear another Chats with Shauna episode. In this episode, you'll hear me ramble. In other words, I will talk without very clear direction. Although today I have some goals in mind. I'll be talking about some of my language mistakes in the foreign languages that I have learned. The goal for talking about these is not just to tell you some stories, but also for you to learn a few expressions in English. The expressions I'm going to teach you in this episode will help you get out of sticky situations that you get into because you're unable to communicate an idea effectively. That might be because you've forgotten a word, perhaps. It might be because you used a word incorrectly and a group of people are looking at you in a funny way. Perhaps you forgot your entire point in telling a story and you need an expression to get yourself out of that. I have a feeling a lot of you will probably relate to the stories I'm going to tell today. So stay tuned if you want to learn how to deal with them once they arise. Generally speaking, I don't think that language mistakes are a reason to be ashamed. I spoke about this back in episode number 93. To me, language mistakes are a sign that you're trying. And really, the only way to improve is through trying, right? At least for me, if I screw up with word choice or with pronunciation, maybe I misuse a word here or there, really, I just try and laugh at myself. I think that's the best thing that you can do in a situation where you make a mistake. By all means, if you're with a person you feel confident around, ask them in that moment, hey, how would you say this correctly? Could you phrase this in a way that sounds a little more natural? And of course, to be a good learner, you need to make a mental note of what went wrong. Then take that mental note or physical note, say if you wrote it down in your cell phone, and bring it home. Research. Figure out where you had the difficulty and resolve it so that it doesn't happen again in future conversations. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you the stories about my language mistakes. I've written down quite a few expressions here to teach you along the way, so be sure to have a notebook out if you're in a place where you can write. I think these are very, very important for anybody who is a language learner. All right, so let's begin. So back in Spain in 2011, I taught American language and culture to a bunch of kids in elementary school. On Valentine's Day, one particular day, I wrote a bunch of fun vocabulary related to Valentine's Day on the whiteboard, including XOXO. Now, XOXO means kisses and hugs in English. We write XOXO in text messages, at the ends of emails. It's just an affectionate way to end a message. For example, I love you to the moon and back. XOXO Shauna, right? If you're writing a cheesy Valentine's Day card. Anyway, in Spanish, apparently, at least in Spain Spanish, XOXO is pronounced chocho, which is a slang way to refer to the intimate female body part. The very intimate one. Anyway, all of the 11-year-olds in my class were dying laughing when I wrote it on the board. And I just stared back at them dumbfounded. right? I looked like a deer in the headlights. This is a great expression. To look like a deer in the headlights is exactly what you imagine it to be. Imagine the look on a deer's face if it's about to be hit by a car, right? There's confusion, a lack of understanding. Yes. So that was me in that situation. I looked like a deer in the headlights. The students in the classroom were kind enough to explain the meaning of XOXO to me, which wasn't necessarily a mistake, but it put me in a situation where I felt a little bit uncomfortable. All I did was laugh at myself and move on. Speaking of intimate female body parts, and I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent here, my name in Portuguese means the same thing as Chocho. So you can imagine what it was like moving to Brazil and getting married to a Brazilian. Back to the stories of funny mistakes. Another memorable one happened in Germany when I was studying abroad in Berlin. And for those of you who have never traveled to Germany or Europe and haven't been blessed with imported European sweets in your country, let me tell you about Haribo. So a man named Hans Riegel from Bonn, Haribo, get it? Hans Riegel from Bonn. It's an acronym. Anyway, he created these great little things called gummy bears around 1920. And then he went on to make a bunch of other gummy animals and gummy candies. In English, we would just refer to all of these as gummies. I had gummies, or I ate some gummy candies. I had an obsession with them, and so every supermarket trip involved me going to the sweet section and rating it. In other words, taking everything off the shelves and, of course, purchasing them. So I bought pink, purple, red packages, sour, sweet, all different colors and sizes. I was on a mission to try every bag of Haribo at the grocery store. Now, I announced this mission just as I told you to a table of Germans, who let me ramble on about my obsession, only to tell me afterwards that gummies actually means condoms. Of course, these language mistakes are easy to recognize because others were happy to point out the fact that they were awkward and not the right words for the situation. It may be hard in regular conversations to know if you're saying something wrong or if you're misusing a word. This is one of the reasons why I love safe environments like Clubhouse, which recently was released. There are so many groups on there to practice English, to practice any foreign language, where people really don't judge. Everyone is in the same boat. All right, so let's move on to the very last story. And right after this story, I'll be sure to share some of those very common expressions with you for how to get out of sticky situations. So every Saturday morning since the beginning of February, I've been taking Portuguese classes online, on Zoom, through the Speaking Brazilian School. And it's really fun. We discuss the language and culture of Brazil in a group of about 5 to 6 people. The teacher is a Brazilian who lives in the United States, and the other students are from around the world. So we get to know a lot of really interesting cultural facts about different places. Every class, the teacher breaks us up into mini groups for about 10 minutes to talk in depth with other students about a specific topic. And the task is to report what the other students in the class have to say. On one particular day, I was put into a group with a girl named Taryn and a guy named Rob. And our task was to talk about Sao Paulo and its history and how it differed from the cities we were raised in. When it was time to report what the group members had told us, Taryn, the girl, was the first to go, and she talked about both of us. I went second and realized partway through, if she had spoken about both of us, then the other guy in the group won't get the chance to talk. So having a background in teaching, I always try and give everybody equal opportunity to speak within a group. And so halfway through presenting, I told Rob, hey, you can go ahead and answer the rest of the questions. In my mind, I thought he'd be pleased to participate. The problem was he hadn't been paying attention. I don't know what he was doing. Maybe he was playing on his computer. Maybe he was dozing off. In other words, falling asleep or just spacing out. The point is, he had no idea what we were talking about. This probably sounds like a very familiar situation, right? This happens a lot in language classes. So the teacher stepped in and explained where we were, and in the end, he didn't have the answers to report. So I had put him on the spot. To put someone on the spot is a wonderful expression in English, and it means to put someone in a position where they need to answer a difficult question or take action on something that maybe they're not prepared for. In a way, it's really just to put someone in the spotlight, focus the attention on them, and you almost feel uncomfortable for doing so. So I had put Rob on the spot. And my first thought was to say, hey, sorry for putting you on the spot, but I didn't know how to say that in Portuguese. So I asked my teacher, how do you say to put someone on the spot in Portuguese? She didn't know the answer. So as a result, I put her on the spot and Rob was on the spot. She said, do you mean he wasn't paying attention or that he wasn't listening? And this is where it really started to go downhill. Now, I'm sure we've all been in Rob's shoes before. We've all been in that same situation where we didn't know what was happening and we couldn't respond. You might stutter. This is when half words come out of your mouth. I'm sorry, right? That's stuttering. Or you might be at a loss for words. Words are not coming out of your mouth. When you forget what you're saying partway through, you can say, oh, the word's on the tip of my tongue. Maybe you're unable to grasp it or retrieve that word at that specific moment. It's on the tip of my tongue. Sorry. And then move on to whatever else you're saying. You could say, I lost my train of thought. In other words, I was going in one direction, like I was on a train, but somewhere along the line, my thought process got lost. I lost my train of thought. In other situations, it might have been too difficult to understand. You can say, do you mind rephrasing that? You could say, sorry, I'm not following. In other words, maybe you're trying to follow, but it's too difficult and you didn't catch what was being said. You could say, sorry, I didn't catch that last bit. Could you repeat that? Or maybe you could be really honest and say, hey, sorry, I was spacing out. Do you mind repeating? I always like saying, hey, do you mind explaining that as if you were talking to a kindergartner? This is very direct. Like, imagine I'm 5 years old. Explain it as if I were a 5 year old. So those are some options for how to navigate a conversation where you're lost or you can't think of a specific word. If you forget what you're saying, you could say, ooh, sorry, I'm drawing a blank. This means your mind has gone blank. You don't really know what to say. Usually we use this as a response when someone says, hey, where did you eat lunch today? What's the name of the restaurant? You could respond, I don't know. I'm drawing a blank. You could also say, sorry, just had a brain fart, which is a really funny way to say that you're drawing a blank. The most important things are, sorry, I'm not following. Sorry, I didn't catch that. Do you mind repeating? Or do you mind rephrasing? Please. Please is, of course, the magic word. That's it for this episode. I sincerely hope you do not get into a situation, a sticky situation, where you need to use some of these expressions, but every now and then they happen. It's part of the language learning process. So the best thing you can do is learn these expressions to get out of them, and of course, laugh at yourself. I'm curious to know, have you ever made a blunder in English? In other words, have you ever made a stupid or careless mistake while speaking? If you want to share, I'd love to hear from you. Be sure to go to my Instagram page at American English Podcast and post your small story in the comment section for this week's episode. Once again, that's at American English Podcast. Hope you have a nice day, and until next time, bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the American English Podcast. Remember, it's my goal here to not only help you improve your listening comprehension, but to show you how to speak like someone from the States. If you want to receive the full transcript for this episode, or you just want to support this podcast, make sure to sign up to premium content on AmericanEnglishPodcast.com. Thanks, and hope to see you soon.